This is WKMS, and it's time for another installment of our occasional series analyzing interesting or odd words that have found their way into our lexicon. Here are Murray State English professors Rusty Jones and Carrie Jarrell with more.
Welcome back to What's the Word? So, Carrie, what's the word this time?
Oh, it's a good one. The word is lodestar.
Lodestar, oh boy. Lodestar. Here we go.
Yes. After the release of an anonymous editorial in the New York Times earlier this month, the word lodestar started garnering a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The anonymous author wrote, quote, "We may no longer have Senator McCain, but we will always have his example. A lodestar for restoring honor to public life and our national dialogue," end quote.
So the appearance of this rather perplexing, outdated, uncommon word fueled a firestorm of speculation concerning who exactly is the author of this controversial document.
Linguistic detectives immediately set to work analyzing who, if anybody, in the Trump administration uses such an unusual, you know, even archaic word like lodestar.
Yes. And as it turns out, they didn't have to look far. Lodestar is a word and an image frequently invoked by, drumroll please, Vice President Mike Pence, as we'll hear in this clip from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
There was one article, the one word in the article that really stood out that I'd never heard before is the word lodestar. You ever heard that one? No one's ever used that. Can we check it out? Is anyone
using it? It really was the lodestar.
Will be our lodestar.
As our lodestar.
Lodestar.
Okay, it was Mike Pence. All right, that's fine. All right, let's just move on.
The vice president has emphatically denied that he is the author of the scathing editorial. And, of course, anyone could have used the word lodestar, except it's not really a term that leaps easily to the lips of public speakers in 2018. In fact, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, the word lodestar has been out of common usage for centuries.
So what precisely is a lodestar? Well, as you can probably guess, the word combines two complete words in order to create a brand new single word. Load, spelled L-O-D-E, not L-O-A-D, and star, of course. Again, according to the Oxford Dictionary, load, L-O-D-E, is an Old English variant of load, L-O-A-D, and it meant a way, a path, or a waterway in late Middle English. So load could also mean a thin vein of precious metals, which explains the phrase screamed by every grizzled prospector in every single movie, "I've hit the mother load!"
By the early 16th century, the term lodestone was in common usage. A lodestone is a naturally magnetic rock and could thus serve as a kind of primitive compass. A lodestar is somewhat similar to a lodestone. In the late 16th century, lodestar is another name for Polaris, the North Star, which sailors used often and sometimes still use today as a navigational guide to help bring their ships safely home. The word has since taken on the related positive denotation of something inspirational.
So as practical and natural as the lodestar is, poets in the late 16th century found ways to make the term romantic, which doesn't sound possible, but they did. In his sonnets, for example, the ones dedicated to his wife Elizabeth, the English Renaissance poet Edmund Spenser imagines himself as a ship lost at sea and his wife's brilliant, loving eyes as the North Star that will guide him safely back to her arms. So here's Edmund Spenser. "Yet hope I well that when this storm is past, my Helike, the lodestar of my life, will shine again and look on me at last with lovely light to clear my cloudy grief." Isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
So, all politics aside, maybe the word lodestar needs to make a comeback in the English lexicon. It might serve folks well next Valentine's Day, for example.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when we all need to give thanks for the lodestars in our own lives. From Murray State University's Department of English and Philosophy, I'm Dr. Rusty Jones.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Jarrell.
And remember, folks, use your words, especially if no one else is using them.